Hello and welcome once again to my hermitage. I am Father Clint Heinkamp, who comes to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Friday of the second week in Ordinary Time, January 23rd, 2026. Today's Gospel passage comes from St. Mark. He writes, "He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him." There is something deeply mysterious, almost unsettling, about today's gospel. Jesus climbs the mountain, calls those he desires, and appoints the 12, not simply as followers, but as the foundation stones of the church. Their names, their personalities, weaknesses, and destinies are all known to him, and yet Jesus calls them anyway. Among them, we're told bluntly, stands Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. What does it mean that Jesus knowingly chose Judas? What does it mean that God calls imperfect people, people who will fail, misunderstand, doubt, flee, and even betray? Well, it reveals something quite profound, that God knows all things, and still he chooses us. Jesus does not choose the 12 based on resume or pedigree or perfection. Peter's impulsive, often wrong, later denying Jesus. James and John, Boanerges, the sons of thunder, they're fiery, ambitious, and at times uncharitable. Thomas wrestles with doubt. Matthew carries the shadowed past of a tax collector. Judas carries the darkest destiny of all. Yet Jesus calls each one personally, deliberately, prayerfully. Their weaknesses are not obstacles to his plan. They are the soil in which his grace will work. He knows our flaws even better than we do, and yet he is not scandalized by them. He sees the person he created, not the distorted reflection we often see in ourselves. God does not call the perfect. He perfects the called. To say that God knows all things is not a threat, but a profound consolation. He knows your motives, your fears, your wounds. He knows your history, your hidden virtues, your hidden sins, your deepest desires. And still he calls you by name. This is perhaps the hardest truth for the human heart to receive. God knows everything about me, and still he chooses me. He does not merely tolerate us, he desires us. When Jesus looks at the 12, he sees not only who they are, but who they can become by grace. Peter is more than a fisherman. John is more than thunder. Matthew is more than his past. Judas, even Judas, is not chosen to be a villain, but to be a disciple. Grace was offered, if not received. There is no one God calls accidentally. There is no name on this list that slipped through divine oversight. And your name is no mistake either. The inclusion of Judas in today's gospel is sobering. We might wish his name were omitted or that Jesus had chosen someone safer. But Judas reveals a truth. God's foreknowledge does not remove our freedom. Jesus calls him, teaches him, trusts him with the common purse, washes his feet, offers him friendship at the Last Supper. Grace pursues him relentlessly. Love surrounds him constantly. Yet Judas chooses to walk away. God knows what we will do, but he never forces our will. He respects us too much for that. And paradoxically, this is the part of his perfection. God's omniscience coexists with the full dignity of human freedom. In today's gospel, Jesus does not simply appoint the 12. He appoints his 12. This is the language of belonging, of mission, of relationship. He still calls disciples today, and he calls each one personally. The same Jesus who looked upon Peter and saw a rock, who looked upon John and saw a beloved disciple, who looked upon Matthew and saw an evangelist, now looks upon you. He knows the wounds you hide, the weaknesses you are ashamed of, the sins you fear disqualify you, the doubts you wrestle with, the gifts you do not recognize, the mission you cannot imagine. And still he says to each of us, follow me. Today's gospel is an invitation to trust that the God who knows all things also knows exactly what he is doing in calling you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know all things and you love without limit. Look upon me as you looked upon the 12. See my weaknesses, my fears, my failures, and choose me again today. Give me the courage of Peter, the tenderness of John, the perseverance of Thomas, and the humility of Matthew. Keep me close to your heart, and guard me from the path of Judas. May your knowledge of me never frighten me, but instead draw me deeper into trust, for you know all things, and you love me still. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to contemplate it deeply and apply it to your life, that God may continue to call you in new ways each and every day. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.